This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, love to get you on the air right now. Our telephone number, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Don't forget you can learn more about Klaus Financial on their website, klausfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. Great resource to learn more about Klaus. They're separate divisions. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, all online at klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637. And joining us this morning, as mentioned, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. Doing great. How have you been?
Doing great, CJ. And Malia, how are you on this beautiful sunny morning?
Very good. Happy Earth Day.
It is Earth Day. Very exciting. And I just heard about a little promotion where there's one of the area hospitals is giving out pine trees that you can, little saplings you can plant. So good opportunities for folks to get involved there. And speaking of, you know, planning for the future and planting trees and things that will grow, we are going to be talking about, of course, retirement planning and, of course, getting that plan in place. We're also going to be talking about the FRA, that full retirement age, what needs to be considered and thoughts when it comes to that. We will do that with CJ and Malia as the program rolls on. We'd love to hear from you, though, right now. If you've got a retirement-related question, get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Before we talk full retirement age, let's talk about the Klaus Quiz Question Week, something we do each and every week right here on the program. This week will be no exception. The folks from Klaus have a fantastic prize again, a $25 gift card to Cabela's. We'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that. Just a little tip, though, if you listen closely. Typically, both the question and answer come up during the program. Before we start out on this week's new conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Not just get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yeah, so last week we had a little estate planning 101. For those of you who were tuned in, we had someone call right out of the gate last week, which was great. Yeah. We love those kinds of questions. So the question last week had to do with estate planning, and the question was, does a will go into effect before you die or after? And the correct answer, congratulations to our winner last week, correctly answered after. One main difference between a will and a trust is that a will goes into effect only after you die, while a trust takes effect as soon as you create it. So those were some important points we discussed last week. So if you missed it, tune in to our podcast and you can catch it and review it yourself.
Right at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. If you've got a question for Malia and CJ, I'd love to hear from you this morning at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air. So as we're planning for retirement and, of course, our future when it comes to retirement income, how do we know what is considered that full retirement age?
Yeah, good question, Sean. So we've talked about this quite a bit in the past regarding Social Security and what's commonly referred to as FRA, full retirement age. But I do want to encourage people as we move towards this Social Security definition of full retirement age, that doesn't mean you can't retire until then. It doesn't mean you have to work till then. Doesn't even mean you can't draw Social Security before then. As a matter of fact, if you want to know, the most common age we see our clients retiring is actually not Social Security FRA, but it's actually age 65, which is when Medicare kicks in. But with that being said, it is actually critical that you understand what the Social Security FRA is for you and how it could impact your benefit. So to determine your FRA, here's an outline. If you were born before 1954, your full retirement age, or FRA, is 66 or younger. If you were born between 1955 and 1959, your FRA is 66 plus some number of months, right? 66 in 2 months, 4 months, 6 months, so on and so forth. If you were born after 1960, I'm raising my hand right now, by the way, I was, then your full retirement age is 67. And so, by the way, if you're born after 1960, because that's a lot of time, right? 1961 to 2021, everybody's full retirement age in that category is 67. Let that sink in, by the way. That probably should be adjusted, which is one way to add to the solvency of Social Security, but that's a rabbit trail. So if you want to check exactly when your full retirement age is, you can create an account with ssa.gov. It's again www.ssa.gov, and Sean has gone on there and created one. I have, Malia has, a lot of our clients have. It's actually a really great resource. It's pretty simple. You just jump in there, create a login, and then you've got access to your earnings record and Social Security benefit. But you know, it'll show you not only your FRA, but amounts that you would receive at various ages. Now, with that being said, age 62, as you have heard us talk about before on the show, is the earliest you can typically begin your own benefit. However, that monthly benefit would be reduced by about 30% if you drew at age 62 instead of your full retirement age, because according to the Social Security Administration, you're taking it early, obviously. Now, here's some interesting facts about that reduction amount. Again, all of this is based upon your FRA. So if your full retirement age is 67, like mine, and you start retirement benefits at 62, which is 5 years before your full retirement age, your monthly benefit amount is reduced by 30%. But stick with me. What if I start at 63 and my full retirement age is 67? Well, then it's reduced by about 25%. And then, of course, what about 64? That would be 20%. What about 65? Well, it'd be reduced by about 13.3%. And finally, if I draw it 1 year early at 66, it would reduce my benefit amount by 6.7% as compared to that FRA amount. Now, often people go, wait, 1 year early is only a reduction of 6.7%. CJ, Malia, I thought you told me Social Security grows at a guaranteed 8%. And actually, that's kind of true, but kind of not. It's 8% if you wait after full retirement age up until age 70. But before full retirement age, it's somewhere between 6.5% and 7.5%. It actually depends. Kind of fun little fact there for you. A lot of people don't realize that. But there are some interesting facts for you as it relates to full retirement age and reductions if you choose to draw it early.
It's really good and really important information, very important distinctions as well. Don't forget, if you ever have any questions, we'd love to get you on the air with CJ and Malia. Telephone number right here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can check out Kloss Financial online, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a weekly email that comes in your inbox with a snapshot of what's going on the markets. It also has a link to the most recent podcast. Again, just head on over to klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. To make an appointment, don't forget that first get to know you appointment. It's not going to cost you a thing at Kloss Financial. All you do is pick up the phone, give them a call. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have a question, we'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And Mike joins us. Mike, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Good morning, everyone. CJ, like you, my full retirement's 67, so I understand the reductions if you take it early, but once you turn 67, does it go back up to the full amount, or is it still at a reduced?
Good question. So I think what you're asking, Mike, is if you draw at, I don't know, let's just call it 63 early, and it's reduced, is it permanently reduced, or when I turn 67, do I get a bounce up? And the answer is it's permanently reduced. So it's okay. Permanently reduced. You still get cost of living adjustments, Mike, like any other Social Security recipient. So it's not as though it will never go up dollar for dollar. You'll have these normalized inflation raises from there, but it's permanently reduced. And the reason that makes sense, by the way, is because you're drawing years early, right? So you're going to accumulate more dollars than your other self that would have waited, right? And so it's okay. That's why it's permanently reduced. Yeah, great question, Mike.
Really good question, Mike. And we go now to Ken. Ken, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was wondering, I was born at 55, so if I wait until my full retirement age, how much can I earn after I start withdrawing Social Security?
Ah, great question. So you were born in 55. I'm looking at my sheet here. I act like I know these numbers off the top of my head. So your full Social Security retirement age is probably 66 or 66 in 2 months. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you draw Social Security early, which is before, we'll call it 66 in 2 months here. If you draw Social Security early, you can only earn about $18,000. I'd have to look it up online to see the exact amount, but about $18,000 before they start taking part of your Social Security benefit away. This is another one of the reasons why FRA is so critical to know. So it's about $18,000, and then what?
Why would that be considered early if I waited until my full retirement age?
No. I apologize. It's not. If you wait till your full retirement age, there's no earnings restriction at all. You could make $1 million a year and it has no impact on your Social Security benefit. Besides the taxability, right? Obviously, if you earn a lot of money, Social Security is going to get taxed at a higher rate and a higher percentage. But there's no offset. The offset of Social Security only occurs if you draw before your full retirement age.
Okay.
Ken,
thank you very much.
Question. Thanks for you the bet. Call. Great question. We're going to get a little more into that, Ken. Thank you for the call. By the way, that frees open a couple of lines. Maybe you called in a little bit earlier, got a busy signal. Now is a prime opportunity to get on with CJ and Malia of Kloss Financial. Our number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And what Ken was asking about ties in nicely with our next question, which is, of course, if you take Social Security early prior to your full retirement age, what restrictions are there? And there are certain things to watch out for, aren't there?
Yes. Yeah, so I feel like Ken was reading our script ahead of schedule here. So thank you, Ken, for your questions. So yes, just as CJ had mentioned, Social Security actually will possibly reduce or postpone your benefits between the ages of 62 and your full retirement age, since, as we said, you're going to start collecting them early before your full retirement age, if that's the situation. So the earning limits that CJ was just referencing for 2021, if you make over $18,960, this would be for 2021, and you're actually collecting benefits, Social Security will deduct a dollar from those benefits for each $2 earned over this amount. So this is why we want you to, you know, take it real slow when you make that determination if you should start Social Security prior to that full retirement age. You're still working. You want to make sure that you're understanding how your benefit may be reduced. And this, as we point out many, many times, it's not a penalty. It's just a reduction. So in the year, however, if you decide you're actually going to retire and it's your full retirement age, according to Social Security, they allow you to earn up to $50,520 in 2021, which means at that point, if you earned over that, they would deduct a dollar in benefits for every $3 over the limit. So Social Security also points out they're going to count your earnings up to the month before you reach your full retirement age, not your earnings for the entire year. So keep that in mind. And again, the best news here today is if you do wait till full retirement age to pull your Social Security, you have to understand there are no limits to your earnings. So you could make $100,000 a year. You collect your Social Security benefit, and yes, there is taxation and so forth, but you're not going to get a reduction in your benefits if you can wait till that full retirement nirvana age, as we like to call it. So keep that in mind as you're making your plans.
Great stuff to know about. Talking this morning with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you've got a question, give us a call now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can always learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for the initial. Get to know your appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. So when we talk about Social Security, I think a lot of people wonder, what's the average? So when it comes to the average of Social Security, the retirement benefit, what do we see today and how many people are currently collecting?
Yeah, so we got some big numbers to let you know what those are right out of the gate. And we all like to know, okay, this might be my benefit, but what's everyone around me potentially getting? That's just how we are as humans. So according to Social Security, in 2021, the average monthly benefit is about $1,543 for retired workers. So that's about $18,000 a year. $801 for spouses of retired workers, because generally speaking, they're going to get 50% if they don't have a benefit that's their own benefit that's worth more than that. And then $1,455 for older widows or widowers receiving survivor's benefits. So when we talk on this show about Social Security, all of us generally just think, oh, we're talking about just retired workers getting their benefits, but actually Social Security is so much bigger than that. The well of money is going out across the board for the survivor's benefits and disability out there. So understand it's a big pool. The maximum benefit that you may receive, of course, depends on the age you retired. You choose to retire, which we've been discussing, and obviously how much you've averaged in earnings in your highest wages for the past 35 years. So that's Social Security has devised a formula to figure out what your benefit might look like. So if you're at the maximum taxable earning limits, the most an individual who files a claim for retirement benefits in 2021, the most they could receive would be about $4,000, $3,895, if they filed at age 70. And someone who files at their full retirement age this year, is the most they could receive is about $3,100 a month. Again, big numbers in 2020, about 65 million people, again, not just retirement benefits, but also for the widowers, survivors benefits, and disability. 65 million people collected Social Security benefits, which actually equated to over $1 trillion.
Wow.
So nearly 9 out of 10 individuals age 65 and older do receive Social Security benefits. So for our listeners, the optimal age for receiving or drawing those benefits, it really does depend on the other sources of income you might have in your life. Your spouse's income could be determined by your health and longevity. It's really a big picture, and we really want to make sure that when you choose to make that decision to start drawing, it's the right decision for your situation. It really doesn't matter what everyone else around you is doing. It's got to be really about your financial situation. So look at that carefully and reach out to a professional to help guide you.
Really important decisions to be weighing. Joining us now is Jenny. Jenny, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Okay, my husband will be full retirement age like next November, and I'll be the following year. So when we're both, you know, drawing or whatever, we each get our own amount, or do they adjust it because you're married, or how does that work?
Good question, Jenny. So assuming he draws, and I'm trying to figure out, if you don't mind me asking, Jenny, what year were you born?
I was born in 56. He was born in 55.
Okay, that's what I thought. So because it's after 1954, which is actually a critical birth date in the realm of historical Social Security, the way it would work is that it will be entitled to all of his, you know, Social Security, FRA, and then you would be entitled to all of yours or half of his, whichever is greater. And actually, it goes vice versa. So let's say your benefit is higher than his, he'd be entitled to all of his or half of yours, whichever is greater. But you have to first claim on your own, and then the differential is made up between all of yours and half of his, only once you're drawing on your own. It used to be this whole thing where you could actually leave yours in suspense, draw off of your spouse's and kind of double dip, so to speak, but you can't do that anymore. So effectively, he would get all of his, you would get all of yours. And if either one of yours is less than half of the others, then there will be a kind of grossing up to get to halfway of the others. Is this making sense?
Okay. Yeah, it does.
Great question.
Great. Thanks, Jenny.
Jenny, thank you for the call. Let's go now to Brian. Brian, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial.
Good morning. My question is, I'm a WRS pension recipient, and you talked about income earning affecting the maximum you can make as a Social Security drawer. If my pension is greater than what the Social Security Administration says I'm allowed to make, does that penalize me for that $1 for every $2?
Ah, such a great question, Brian. This is key. Earned income. So the answer is no. So pensions, retirement account distributions are not deemed as earned income. So great, great question. You know, everybody think about what Brian's asking. He's saying, hey, I draw at 64 years old, let's say. I am retired, but I have pension income and maybe, you know, an IRA distribution, whatever it might be. Am I limited on literally any other source of income besides Social Security? And the answer is no, not any other source. It's just earned, like W-2 wages. So pension would not offset it. IRA, 401k distributions would not offset it. It's just the earnings. Great question, Brian.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call. And of course, if you have more questions, if you're listening this morning and maybe you want to sit down and talk with the folks at Kloss Financial, don't forget that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up the next segment, we'll wrap up our conversation about Social Security and full retirement age. And of course, we'll do the Kloss quiz question of the week. All of that next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And don't forget about their website at Kloss Financial, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And the telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number, 442-5637. And before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question Week, just a quick wrap-up on today's conversation. A ton of great calls. It's almost like we talked Social Security or people love this topic. That is a lot of questions about it, but just kind of summarizing and some important things that people need to know about before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. What guidance would you offer there?
Yeah, well, I want to echo what you said there, Sean. Thank you to Jenny, Brian, Mike, and Ken for such great questions. My goodness. They were not planted callers, by the way. They seemed like planted callers because they were on point right with their questions, but they were not. Yeah, so just some final reminders here. Remember those critical ages. Really, there's one we didn't even talk about, but 60, which is widow's benefits, earliest you can draw if you're a widow or widower. 62 is the earliest you can draw, but at a reduction. Somewhere between 66 and 67 is full retirement age, and then 70 is when delayed retirement credits end. So that's kind of one of the final reminders today is if you choose to wait until after your full retirement age, which again, for every American is somewhere between 66 and 67, if you choose to wait till after that, then you have these delayed retirement credits of a linear 8% per year growth rate up until the age of 70, at which delayed retirement credits end. So if you are an American who is eligible for Social Security benefits and you have not started drawing your Social Security by the age of 70, that's a mistake. You should be doing that because there's not much of a reason to wait beyond that for particular growth reasons. So, of course, there are other considerations, but we are running out of time.
One of the things I will mention as well is we've touched on and talked about Social Security in the past. You can always listen back to those podcasts at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. If you have any more questions, you can always call the office. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you-at appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You also want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Cabela's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. If your full retirement age, according to the Social Security Office, is 67 and you begin your Social Security benefit at age 62, how much will your benefit be reduced by? Is it 30% or 50%? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with direct answer will win that $25 gift card to Cabela's. And don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, their number 442-5637 and the website klossfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, it's always great hanging out. You guys enjoy the day.
Thanks.
Thanks.
The guys from Making Dreams Realty join us next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. We'll be right back.